弟兄姊妹，大家平安。
Peace to all the brothers and sisters.
小弟现在奉主的圣名啊，来查考以真理重建神与人的关系。
So in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, I'd like to share the topic, restore the relationship, right relationship with God by the truth.
我们在读以赛亚书的时候啊，我们看到圣经一直在预言一位救主的来到。
And as we are reading the book of Isaiah, we see many prophecies concerning the coming of the Savior.
那这位救主啊，今天我们弟兄姐妹啊，从因着神的恩典，我们很多人都领受，也进入这救主基督里面。
And the Savior, through the grace of God, many of us have entered into.
那这位救主啊，其实是神本身，他向人不断的自我宣告他要赐给人的救恩。
And the Savior is proclaimed, he himself proclaims that he will bring salvation to man.
我们在以赛亚书看到神他亲自向世人宣告他自己是谁。
And we see in Isaiah that he personally proclaims who he is.
他自我启示向世人启示他的真实的身份，跟他与人的关系。
And he shows his true status and his relationship with man.
所以我们在以赛亚书里面会看到很多很特殊的句子，都描述神他自己说，只有他是神，除他以外没有跟他能相比的。
And that is why in the book of Isaiah, we see many times they will say that I am God and there's no one else.
所以这位神。除非他自我向人启示，否则我们人是永远不能够了解他的。
And this God, unless he reveals himself to us, then we would never understand him.
因为我们是受造的，他是造物的主。
Because we are the created, and he is the creator of all things.
他的意念高过人的意念。
And his thoughts are above our thoughts.
我们这位创造天地的主，他是爱，他也是圣洁公义的。
And this God that has created all things, He is love, and He is holy, and He is righteous.
所以，透过他的自我启示，他告诉我们他做了什么事。
And through what He reveals to us, He tells us what He has done.
然后他对人又要施什么恩典。
And also to share what grace He will give to man.
那他跟人又有什么关系？
And what is His relationship with man?
所以我们如果看以赛亚书四十五章。
And if we turn to Isaiah chapter 45,
第五节
verse 5,
这是神他自己这样说。
And this is what God says himself.
我是主神，在我以外并没有别神，除了我以外再没有神。
I am the Lord, and there is no other. There is no God beside me.
第六节
verse 6,
从日出之地到日落之处，使人都知道，除了我以外没有别神。我是主，在我以外并没有别神。
That they may know from the rising of the sun to its setting, that there is none beside me. I am the Lord, and there is no other.
第七节说，我造光又造暗，我施平安又降灾祸。造作这一切的是我主神。
Verse 7, I form the light and create darkness. I make peace and create calamity. I, the Lord, do all these things.
第八节，诸天至上而低穹苍降下公义，地面开裂，产出救恩。使公义一同发生，这都是我主所造的。
Verse 8, rain down, you heavens from above, and let the skies pour down righteousness. Let the earth open, let them bring forth salvation, and let righteousness spring up together. I, the Lord, have created it.
你看这一段圣经是神他的自我宣告。
And this passage in the Bible is what God proclaims about himself.
他是独一的真神。
He is the one true God.
是天地唯一的造物的。
He is the creator of heaven and earth.
他造光造暗。
Create the light and the darkness.
所以他施平安也降灾祸。
So he gives peace and he gives calamity.
神降给人灾祸一定有意义的。
And when God brings calamity, there is a purpose behind it.
有时候就是要让人可以醒悟悔改。
Sometimes it is to wake a man up so that they can repent.
所以神他可以赐福也可以降祸。
And soSo God can bring peace, and He can bring calamity.
那更重要的是第八节他说。
And more importantly, in verse 8 it says,
穹苍要降下公义。
That He will let the skies pour down righteousness.
也就是说，神的旨意能够从天降在地上，能够 在地面上畅行无阻。
Meaning that God's will is able to come down from heaven and come to fruition.
然后地面会开裂，产出救恩，使公义一同发生。
And the earth will open and let them bring forth salvation and let righteousness spring up together.
所以这个救恩呢，就会跟着公义一起出现。
And so salvation and righteousness will appear together.
那这一切都是我主神所造的。
And all of these things the Lord has created it.
所以他告诉我们说，我们会从神的作为当中看到他的救恩。
So this tells us that through God's creation, we're able to see His salvation.
在这位真神在这个神的救恩里面，我们可以体会到公义是从天降下来的。
And so through this God, we are able to see how His righteousness comes down from heaven.
那这个就是我们今天这一代的人这么有幸能够得到神的救恩。
And this is how blessed we are that we're able to receive the salvation of God.
因为我们现在亲身经历了神他所为世人所预备的。
And because of what He has prepared for all of us.
所以这位神很特别。
So this God is very special.
在他造我们人在地上，其实就是要让我们能够来荣耀他。
He created man on this earth so that we can glorify him.
因为我们人受造是按照他的形象造的。
Because as man, we are created in his image.
那他的形象就是圣洁又公义又慈爱怜悯。
And so his image is love and glory and holiness.
在他是完全没有改变的。
And he does not change.
所以神他从以前、现在到以后永远都不会改变。
So from before, from the past to the future, God will not change.
那他所讲的话也都不会变。
And all the words that he says also will not change.
所以这位神他造了人。
So this man and this God he created man.
那他跟人建立一个关系。
And he established a relationship with man.
他一开始就称人是他的儿子。
And he called man his son.
所以本来神造人是要让我们荣耀他，来享受他的创造。
And so when God created man, it was for man to take pleasure in what God had created.
我们看第四十五章的第十八节。
Let's turn to chapter 45, verse 18.
十八节说：“创造诸天的主，制造成全大地的神，他创造坚定大地，并未使地荒凉，是要给人居住。他如此说：我是主神，再没有别神。”
18. For thus says the Lord: For who created the heavens? Who is God? Who formed the earth and made it?Who has established it, who did not create it in vain, who formed it to be inhabited. I am the Lord, and there is no other.
所以你看他这里特别提到说，神造人那他造人是在他创造的最后的阶段。
And here it tells us that when God made man, it was the last part of his creation.
他先创造了这个美好的环境之后，最后把人放进去。
And he created this wonderful environment, and then he put man in it.
那让人在里面可以享受神美好的创造。
And so that man can enjoy what God had created for him.
所以我们看今天我们受造的人我们可以望着神所创造这一切我们所谓的自然的现象，能够发出赞叹。
And so through for us today, as we look at what God has created for us, and we are amazed.
你看我们今天观察这个四季的变化，看到神所创造的山川海洋，我们会觉得神真伟大。
And if we look as the seasons change, as we look at the mountains and the oceans, we will think about how great God is.
谁能够把整棵树的树叶在一夜之间把它变颜色呢？
Who can change all the colors of, in one night, change all the colors of the leaves of a tree?
在几天之间可以让整棵茂密的树叶掉光光。
And in a couple of days, allow all the leaves on a tree to fall down.
看这个地震所发生产生的那个能量是有多么巨大，都是我们人没有办法否认神存在的事实。
Or how powerful an earthquake is. And so this is why man cannot deny the existence of God.
所以我们看着这个神所创造的这些宇宙大地，我们只能够从心里面发出神真伟大。
And so as we look at all these wonderful things that God has created, all we can say is that God is great.
那他让人在这当中可以来享受进一步的可以来诉说他的荣耀。
And so this is all created for man to enjoy, How to take a step forward is to we have to proclaim God's glory.
哦，所以你看，神他要我们啊，在我们的生活当中啊，啊，不断的来赞美他。
So in our life, He wants us to continually praise Him.
那但是最开始的这么美好的神跟人的关系啊，因为罪的缘故啊，就啊失落了。
However, this beautiful relationship that God had with man, because of sin, it became broken.
我们啊。人是亚当的后代，在世上就变成罪人。
And so, as the descendants of Adam, we have all become sinners.
哦，因为这个罪的出现啊，是我们每一个人没有办法去掌控，我们去否认它，我们没有办法去重新喊说不公平啊，为什么亚当这样做，我就变成这样的人。
And because of sin, we cannot say that, oh, it's because of the fault of Adam that we are like this.
因为我们都是被他所生下来的。
Because we are all of his descendants.
我们很自然的因着始祖他的违背神的话语，离开了神的面，那我们世人就从此跟神的关系断绝。
And so, because of his disobedience to God, and as a result, the relationship between man and God was broken.
但是这个神跟人的关系断绝之后，其实神啊，他是啊，心里面啊充满不舍的。
And so even though this relationship is broken, God is still is very saddened by it.
啊，所以当圣经在创世纪里面描述神把亚当送出去伊甸园之外的时候，他心里面是啊。圣经用描述说，神把他送走的，不是把他赶出去的。
And so in the when God sent Adam and Eve outside of the Garden of Eden, it doesn't say that God chased them away, but that He sent them out of the garden.
是神把他送出去，因为他们已经没有资格再住在这个乐园里。
God sent them out because they no longer were able to live in the garden.
哦，所以事实上是很不得已的要把他们送走。
And so it was out of He didn't really want to send them away from the garden.
因为神讲的话，他们没有去遵守。
But it was only because the word of God they did not obey it.
那神讲过的话就一定会这样子啊执行。
And because of what God has spoken, it will be dealt exactly as how.
哦，所以你看那个神把亚当夏娃赶出去伊甸园的时候，他是很舍不得的。
And so God actually did not want to send Adam and Eve out of the Garden of Eden.
那从此也就我们就看到圣经告诉我们啊，神也在他的作为当中一直在执行他要拯救人的这个计划。
However, afterwards, we see that God began His plan on how to save man.
而且一直到了在以赛亚书这个时代
，until the time of Isaiah，
他就让我们看到很清楚的，到底是谁要来重新拯救我们的世人，然后来建立人跟神的关系，这个执行的救主。
And he saw, let us know very clearly, who is going to be the one and that would come to save man.
所以在以赛亚书里面，我们看到从第九章就预言有一个婴孩要降生。
And so, starting in Isaiah chapter 9, it tells us that there will be a child that will be born.
那这个婴孩呢，他要将世人所有的这个政权呢，所有人的这个权柄都放在他的肩头上。
And the government will be upon his shoulder.
他是奇妙的测试。
And he is a wonderful counselor.
他是全能的神。
He is a mighty God.
是永在的父。
Everlasting Father.
是和平的君。
And a prince of peace.
你看他的国度要一直扩张，直到永远，要充满荣耀。
And his kingdom will be forever and will be filled with glory.
所以这位婴孩他要成为神与人同在的具体的这个神的恩典。
And this child will be a living testament or living example of God dwelling with man.
神要住在人当中。
That man, God will live among man.
这个婴孩要在我们当中出现。
And so this child will appear among us.
所以你看在以赛亚书他就预言了这样一个救主会出现在人间。
And so in Isaiah, we see this prophecy of the Savior that will appear.
那我们在读以赛亚书的时候，一直发现这样一个救主他不断的他的工作就会越来越明显，然后让我们看出他到底要怎么样来执行这样一个重建人神关系的这个工作。
And so as we read the book of Isaiah, we will see the Savior appear over and over again, and also illustrates how he will how he will carry out the work of saving man.
那所以到了以赛亚书的第五十三章、五十二章的地方呢
？So when we come to Isaiah chapter 52,
我们就看到了、这位婴孩，这也是神的仆人。第十四节说，其实他的面貌是很憔悴的、他的形容比世人都枯槁的。
And in chapter 52, verse 14, we see how this child is also a servant. Just as many were astonished at you, as so his visage were marred more than any man.
就是说，这位救主，你看这个担负这么重大的神的工作的这位仆人，这个婴孩。
And the Savior who had to carry such a great work of God.
但是他的面貌是没有人想要去多看一眼的。
And however, his visage was something that not someone that would want to look at more than once.
那他来到人间呢、啊，是被人家藐视的。
And when he came among man, he was despised by them.
但其实我们很多世人不认识他，也不会尊重他。
That there are many people who do not respect him or honor him.
那但其实第四节他说他是来担当我们的忧患，来背负我们痛苦的。
But in Isaiah 53 verse 4 tells us that he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows.
他是要来把神迷失的羊重新找回来的牧者。
And he is a good shepherd that will bring all back all the lost sheep.
他要来为我们的罪孽来受刑罚。
And that he would be punished for our sins.
他因为他的刑罚我们就可以得平安因为他的鞭伤我们就可以得医治。
And it's through his punishment that we are able to receive peace and that we can be healed.
那所以这个救赎呢，他就他的工作，他要怎么来执行神的救恩就在以赛亚书里面写的越来越明显了。
And so, how the Savior will carry out this work of salvation, we can see it more and more clearly in the book of Isaiah.
他是称为神的公义的仆人。
Because he is God's righteous servant.
然后他最后能够心满意足的来重新建立人跟神的关系。
And that he can later on once again reestablish the relationship between man and God.
我们如果看第十一节第五十三章的第十一节。
We look at Isaiah 53, verse 11.
第十一节，他必看见自己劳苦的功效，便心满意足。有许多人因认识我的义仆得称为义，并且他要担当他们的罪孽。
11. He shall see the labor of his soul and be satisfied. By his knowledge, my righteous servant shall justify many, for he shall bear their iniquities.
那第十二节说，
Verse 12.
所以我要使他以伟大的同分以强盛的均分如物，因为他将命倾倒以至于死，他也被列在罪犯之中。他却担当多人的罪，又为罪犯代求。
Verse 12. Therefore, I will divide him a portion with the great, and he shall divide the spoil with the strong, because he poured out his soul unto death, and he was numbered with the transgressors, and he bore the sin of many, and made intercession for the transgressors.
这是在讲这位救主他最后把他的生命献上。
And here it tells us that the Savior, in the end, will sacrifice his life.
他是为了我们世人的罪孽被列在罪犯之中。
That is because of our transgressions that he will bear our transgressions.
他甚至为罪人祷告代求。
That he would even intercede for those transgressors.
所以这位救主要来替人受苦。
And so the Savior came to suffer for man.
这是要有极大的爱心，否则人做不到。
And see how great of love he must have had, because if not, he would not have been able to do this.
所以圣经说人如果为那个好人去做什么事，我们也许还觉得甘愿一点。
And if we see, and the Bible tells us that if we see a man do something good for someone righteous, we might be able to believe it.
因为为那个很有爱心人死，也许有敢做的了
That a person that's willing to die for a righteous person, someone might be able to do that.
但是没有人会为一个罪人去白白的牺牲生命。
But no one would die for a sinner.
但是这位救主却是在我们是罪人，我们都还不懂得感谢他的时候，他无怨无悔的为我们牺牲他的生命。
And this Savior, however, was willing to give his life for us, even though we, as sinners, even though we did not know to thank him for it.
那所以在罗马书里面，他就在提到这个救主他的表现就在说明什么叫做神的爱。
And so in the book of Romans, talks about the Savior and this how this is the love of God.
这个以赛亚书一直在强调这一个救主他会出现。
And so in Isaiah keeps telling us that of this the coming of the Savior.
他要为我们人啊来啊真的重新建立跟神的关系。
That he will come to once again reestablish our relationship between man and God.
所以当主耶稣基督他出现人间的时候
，So when Jesus Christ appeared among man,
他就很大声的宣告
，He boldly proclaimed,
他说我就是道路、真理、生命
，And the way, the truth, and the life.
没有借着我，若不是借着我，没有人能够到父那里去。
That if no one can see the Father except through me.
好，所以这位救主啊，他成为一条道路。
And so this Savior became a way.
他要重新让人跟神可以建立关系。
So for man to once again reestablish the relationship with God.
那我们如果在读以赛亚书五十九章的时候
，We turn to Isaiah 59.
我们现在看五十九章的第二十节。
Isaiah 59 verse 20.
这位救主，他来到一个地方。
This Redeemer came to a place.
五十九章的第二十节，必有一位救赎主来到锡安，雅各族中转离过犯的人那里。这是神说的。
Isaiah 59 verse 20, the Redeemer will come to Zion and to those who turn from transgression in Jacob, says the Lord.
这里提到这位救赎主会来到锡安这个地所在。
Here it says that the Redeemer will come to Zion.
这是称作神的城。
This is the city of God.
那这个地方啊，是神特别拣选的。
And this is a place where God has specially chosen.
他说他会来到在雅各族中。愿意转离过犯的人那里。
And he will turn, to go to those who turn from transgression in Jacob.
那所以这个地方他特别提到说，这个救赎主他要来拯救谁呢
？And so here, this redeemer, tells this redeemer who did he come to save?
他来到锡安，他来到那个愿意来转离过犯，就是愿意从罪里面啊离开的那些人。
So he came, this Redeemer came to Zion and to those who are willing to turn away from their sins.
那这个救赎主，你看他现在来啊，宣告一个信息。
And so this Savior came to proclaim a message.
他来到了一个他所拣选的特别地方。
He came to a special place that he has chosen.
然后他说了一段信息之后，要让人做选择。
And after giving this message, he has we have to make a decision.
他的话语里面一定会让我们看到。我们人本来啊是活在黑暗当中的。
And in His word, we will find that a mankind before lived in darkness.
我们今天世人自从始祖犯罪之后，我们每个人都实际说活在黑暗当中。
Actually, before after Adam sinned, all of us before were living in darkness.
因为神是光。
Because God is light.
当人离开了神的面之后，其实人就没有光了。
So because if man has departed far from God, then they no longer have light.
所以圣经用神是光，其实在强调真理，这个真正的希望是在神这里。
So when the Bible describes how the God is light, it is also telling us that hope is where God is.
当人离开神之后，人就没有希望，人就不知道方向，就是在黑暗当中。
And when man departs from God, then no longer they will be in darkness and they will not know the right way.
哦，所以这个神是光，这个就是要来把这个黑暗赶走。
So God is light, and so He has come to chase away the darkness.
我们世人其实离开神之后，我们人在罪当中生活，有时候都不知道罪有多可怕。
And so for those that live in sin, they do not know how scary sin can be.
所以你看，主耶稣他这个救主来到的时候
，So when Jesus Christ the Savior has come,
他就说他是光。
He says that he is the light.
他是这个世界的光。
He is the light of this world.
那这个世界是黑暗的时代。
And that this world is in darkness.
本来是这个黑暗掌权的。
And that it's under the rule of darkness.
但是他来了之后，就像一道亮光，要让人看到希望。
And however, when he has come, he has like a light that for and hope for the people to see.
所以这位救主来，他宣告一个信息。
And so when the Savior comes, he proclaims a message.
他的信息是要人悔改。
And his message is for a man to repent.
所以主耶稣基督啊，他传福音的开头，他这样说。
And so in the beginning of Jesus Christ's ministry, he says.
马太福音第四章。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 4.
马太福音第四章。
Matthew chapter 4.
第十七节。
Verse
17. 在第十六节里面特别提到说，那坐在黑暗里的百姓看见大光，坐在死荫之地的人有光发现照着他们。
And in verse 16, it mentions how the people who sat in darkness have seen a great light, and upon those who sat in the region and shadow of death, light has dawned.
这个大光啊，就也是以赛亚书一直在预言的，要来拯救世人的救主。
And this great light is what Isaiah is prophesied in Isaiah about the Savior.
那这个光啊，耶稣基督。
And so this light is Jesus Christ.
当主耶稣来的时候，认识主的人就说，真光已经照耀了。
And so when Jesus Christ has come, those who know him know that the light has come.
哦，那也是在约翰一书。我们看约翰一书。
That's in John chapter.
约翰一书。
First John.
我们看第二章。
First John chapter 2.
当耶稣来的时候，这个福音信息啊，在人间传扬以后。
And so after Jesus Christ has come and the message has been preached.
我们看约翰一书二章的第八节。
First John chapter 2 verse 8.
在此我写给你们一条的是一条新命令啊，是在主是真的，在你们也是真的，因为黑暗渐渐过去，真光已经照耀了。
Again, a new commandment I write to you, which thing is true in him and in you, because the darkness is passing away, and the true light is already shining.
那这里特别提到说真光已经照耀。
Here it says that the true light is already shining.
那这表示是耶稣基督这位救主他出现的时候。
And so this is Jesus Christ, and
他这个光不是世上的光，不是日夜星辰的光。
That this light is not the, a light from the world.
这个光是属灵的光，是从神来的光。
This is light, it's a spiritual light from God.
是要让我们看到内心的黑暗的。
And to allow us to see the darkness in our hearts.
是要打开我们那个灵性的眼睛。
And to open our spiritual eyes.
这个真光已经照耀。
That this true light is already
shining. 他来了，他宣告一个信息。
He has already come and he has proclaimed a message.
他要人悔改。
He wants man to repent.
所以主耶稣他传福音的时候，他说：“天国近了，你们要悔改。”
So when Jesus Christ appeared, began to preach, he says, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand."
他来宣告信息。
He came to proclaim a message.
那他讲了很多道理。
And he gave many teachings.
那他的道理都是有根有据的。
And so this, and all of his messages,
他的道理是从天上来的。
It all has a origin in that it comes from heaven.
是。本来神口中所出的话，他现在把它具体的呈现、解释在我们，让我们可以明白的。
And so these are all the words of God that He has lived out and shown for us to understand.
他宣告的信息，就是要让我们做一个选择。
And so the message that He has preached, is for us to make a decision.
所以，你看主耶稣他来传福音的时候，愿意听从他的人。
And so when Jesus Christ went to preach, and those who were willing to listen to him,
就是说对他有信心的，
that those who have faith in him,
相信他所讲的，
and those who believe in what he said,
也能够看到他所要给的应许的人，
and are able to see the promise that he has given to
them, 他们就愿意做个改变，
then they are willing to change.
他们能够借着耶稣基督的这个话语的亮光，看到人活在最终的这个痛苦啊，跟受苦。
Then through the light of Jesus Christ, they are able to see how man, when they live in sin, they're suffering and pain.
所以这个救主他来了，他说他要来到那个愿意转离过患人的眼前。
And so when the Savior came, he came to help those to turn back to him.
这位救主他现在在哪里呢？
And so where is the Savior today?
他说他来到锡安，就是神的教会。
He has come to Zion, which is the church of God.
在这里愿意转离过患的人。他们就能够重新建立跟神的关系。
So those who are unwilling to turn from transgression, and then they are able to reestablish this relationship with God.
这位救主，他实际上是充满怜悯。
And this God, the Savior is filled with mercy.
你看第十五节，以赛亚书五十九章的第十五节下半句。
Let's look at Isaiah chapter 59, the second part.
那时候神看见没有公平，是甚不喜悦。
Then the Lord saw it, and it displeased him.
第十六节，他见无人拯救，无人代求，甚为诧异。
And he saw that there was no man, and wondered that there was no intercessor.
然后他就用自己的膀臂施行拯救，用公义扶持自己。
Therefore, his own arm brought salvation for him, and his own righteousness it sustained him.
那这位救主啊，你看他就是他其实是看见所有世人的一切。
And so this Savior, we can see that he saw all things.
他观察这个整个人间呢。
And he examined all of man.
他说没有一个人是义人。
He saw that there was no righteous man.
没有人真的会去关心别人的。
That there was no man that truly cared for others.
好，没有人会去为别人求什么事。
There's no one that was willing to intercede for others.
他非常的讶异啊。
And so he was very saw it and it displeased him.
那这个其实在说明这个世人人间的事实。
And so this is a truth that we can see in man.
我们知道其实这个社会本身是弱肉强食的，就是强的通常都欺负那个弱的。
And we can see that in this society, oftentimes, the powerful take advantage of the weak.
啊，这个就是像这个动物的世界一样。
Like in the animal kingdom.
今天人如果把神的这个性情把它拿走之后，人就跟动物是一样的。
And so, because if we take away the image of God, then a man is just like an animal.
哦，所以这个就是动物的本性。
Because this is an innate instinct for animals.
它通常都是借着吞吃别人，能够让自己存活。
That they have to eat others so that they can keep them, they can survive themselves.
这个当时候人在罪里面的事实呈现出来的结果就是这样子。
And so for man in sin, that is the result.
通常这个就是在人间里面我们看到的如果被罪控制的一个团体，就是会出现这样一个结局。
So in society, when we see an organization that is controlled. By sin, this is the result that we see. Usually.
通常我们就看到那个人跟人就关系很紧张，是很残酷的。
And we can see that man, the relationship between man, sometimes it can be very cruel.
比如说，你看59章的第3节。
Let us look at chapter 59, verse 3.
这就是说，人的手会被血沾染啊，那指头是被罪孽沾污的。
59, for your hands are defiled with blood, and your fingers with iniquity.
那人的嘴唇是说谎言的。
Your lips have spoken lies.
人的脚是去走那个罪恶的道路的。
And that their feet walk in iniquity.
你看人的心他说像是在抱毒蛇蛋一样的。
And that in their hearts are like.
第五节。
And their hearts are like viper eggs.
那人通常在计划想要做什么，就像那结蜘蛛网一样。
And so for a man, when they are planning something, it is like how they weave the spider's web.
那这个就在说明人的整个心是充满恶毒的。
And this is to show that the heart of man is filled with evil.
那人通常也都是会设计想要去欺骗，然后得从这个诈欺当中得好处。
And so this is also when man often plans to deceive others.
这通常都是这个人间的事实。
And so this is a truth that we see in.
我们看到许多的社会基本上都是这样子。
We saw the society oftentimes is like this.
哦，那第八节说。
In verse 8 it says.
平安的路他们不知道，所行的事没有公平，他们为自己修筑弯曲的路，凡行此路都不知道平安。
8. The way of peace they have not known, and there is no justice in their ways. They have made themselves crooked paths. Whoever takes the way shall not know peace.
这个就是你看这个人跟人之间的关系是这样子这么残忍的。
And so we can see that the relationship between man is very cruel.
就是人跟人之间没有所谓的爱的问题。
So between man, there's no
就是利益而已。
And there's no love, it's only power.
就是利益，就是 benefit.
Oh, only for a benefit.
就是想要从别人去得到一些不义的这个财物或者是好处。
So that the only purpose of this relationship is how you can benefit yourself, whether with wealth.
我们就看到，你看世人，当人跟神的关系断裂之后。其实人跟神的关系也是非常丑陋的。
So we can see after a man breaks their relationship with God, and the relationship between men themselves also has corrupted.
所以他这里特别提到说，这个神看到人间没有公平，没有公义。
And so God saw that among men there was no justice and there was no.
这就是今天如果我们仔细去看社会的现象呢，这就是一个事实，是人不能否认的。
And so this is a truth that we can see in society that we cannot deny.
从灵性的角度来看。保罗他在罗马书第三章要这样讲。
From a spiritual perspective, and Paul in Romans chapter 3 says,
我们如果看罗马书第三章的第十一节。
Romans chapter 3 verse 11.
第三章的第十一节。
Romans chapter 3 verse 11.
第十节说。
Oh, verse 10.
经上所记的，没有义人，一个都没有。
As it is written, there is none righteous, not one.
第十一节说，没有明白的，没有寻求神的。
11. There is none who understands. There is none who seeks after God.
12节说都是偏离正路，一同变为无用的，没有行善的，连一个也没有。
12. They have all turned aside. They have together become unprofitable. There is none who does good, no, not one.
第十三节，他们的喉咙是敞开的坟墓，他们用嘴唇弄诡诈，嘴唇里面满有毁舌的毒气。
13, their throat is an open tomb where their tongues they have practiced deceit. The poison of asps is under their lips.
十四节说，满口都是咒骂苦毒啊。
14, whose mouth is full of cursing and bitterness.
十五节，杀人流血，他们的脚飞跑。
15, their feet are swift to shed blood.
你看第十六节，所经过的路便行残害暴虐的事。
16, destruction and misery are in their ways.
十七节，平安的路他们未曾知道。
17, in the way of peace they have not known.
十八节，他们眼中不怕神。
18, there is no fear of God before their eyes.
那这个就是啊，在重复的描述以赛亚书五十九章啊，当时候啊人跟人之间的关系。
And this continually illustrates What is said in Isaiah 59 about the relationship between men.
那这个就是人在罪恶当中很自然呈现出来的现象。
And so when man, as they are living in sin, this is the effects of sin in their life.
人如果是在这样一个社会当中，你看每个人都觉得活得很痛苦。
And so if a person who is living in this kind of situation,
没有所谓的安全感。
Then they would feel it's actually very painful because there's no sense of security.
我们没有人想要去活在这样一个社会当中。
And I believe that no one actually wants to live in this type of society.
我们希望的是每一个人他都可以啊互相的帮助。
And actually, they want to live. People want to live in a place where they can help one another.
那所以你看，这个人在罪里面控制之后，神他把他的心意向人显明，就是他告诉人应该怎么样改变啊这样一个关系。
Ever since man is living this, God tells them how they can, what they can do, what can they change to change this type of lifestyle.
在圣经里面，我们看到神给人律法。
So in the Bible, God gave man law.
那个其实神向人自我启示的时候，他向人表明他的心意。
And so when God appeared, revealed himself to man, he also revealed what his will and heart for them is.
神他要拯救整个世人的时候
，That when God wants to save all mankind,
他从万民当中选择了他的百姓，从亚伯兰开始。
He chose his people from one person out of all the nations, which is Abraham.
然后从这个受拣选的人产生一个国度。
And from this chosen person, God created his chosen nation.
然后神就把他的心意，他希望人跟人之间应该怎么样互相来活出神的形象的这个标准让人知道。
And so through this chosen people, God wanted to illustrate how the relationship between God and man should be.
那这个就是在我们在圣经里面看到神宣布律法他的用意。
And this is the reason why God gave law to the mankind.
我们如果看利未记第十九章。
If we turn to Leviticus chapter 19.
利未记第十九章。
Leviticus chapter 19.
第十九章他提到了许多人不可以怎么样。
And in chapter 19, there are many things that man cannot do.
你就看到说，其实神他一开始他就告诉人一些生活上应该持守的原则。
And so here God has given man some principles that they must keep in their life.
比如说第十一节。
For example, verse 11.
你们不可以偷盗，不可以欺骗，也不可以彼此说谎。
11, you shall not steal, nor deal falsely, nor lie to one another.
我们看第十三节。
Verse 13.
他说你不可以欺压你的邻舍，不可以抢夺他的物。雇工人的工价不可以在你那里过夜，留到早晨。
You shall not cheat your neighbor, nor rob him. The wages of him who is hired shall not remain with you all night until morning.
第十四节说你不可以咒骂聋子，也不可以将绊脚石放在瞎子的面前，只要敬畏你的神。
14, you shall not curse the deaf, nor put a stumbling block before the blind, but shall fear your God. I am the Lord.
15节说，你们施行审判不可以行不义，不可以偏护穷人，也不可以看重有势力的人，只要按着公义审判你的邻舍。
15, you shall do no injustice in judgment. You shall not be partial to the poor, nor honor the person of the mighty. In righteousness, you shall judge your neighbor.
第16节他说，不可以在民中往来搬弄是非，不可以以邻舍为敌，置之于死地。
16, you shall not go about as a talebearer among your people, nor shall you take a stand against the life of your neighbor. I am the Lord.
第十七节，不可以心里恨你的弟兄，总要指责你的邻舍，免得因他担罪。
17, you shall not hate your brother in your heart. You shall surely rebuke your neighbor and not bear sin because of him.
第十八节，不可以报仇，不可以埋怨你本国的子民，却要爱人如己。 我是主神。
18, you shall not take vengeance nor bear any grudges against the children of your people, but you shall love your neighbor as yourself. I am the Lord.
你看这一段信息就是神他告诉人跟人相处应该有的原则。
And so here in this passage, God tells his people how they should, their relationship with one another.
那他总归一句到最后的一个结论就是要爱人如己。
And so the conclusion of all of these is that you shall love your neighbor as yourself.
如果人会懂得爱人像自己的时候，他所讲的不可以做这些事情都不会发生。
If you're able to love the other person as yourself, then all these things before that you do not know, you'll not do it.
这是神啊，他向人宣告人跟人之间应该要有的关系。
And so this is what God proclaims about how man should interact or with each other.
但是这些 要这样去爱别人像自己，这个如果没有先建立人跟神的关系是做不到的。
However, if you do not first love your in order to love your neighbor as yourself, you have to first establish a relationship with God.
我们今天可以从我们的环境里面去看一个这样一个事实。
And so we can look from our environment, we can see this truth.
当一个人他如果真的从心里面敬畏神的，
a person who truly fears the Lord,
通常他才有办法真的去爱人，然后去敬畏神。
Then they will be able to love God, love man and fear the Lord.
那这样的爱心才能够真的持续到永远。
And it's only this type of love that is able to sustain forever.
那这样的爱心也才能够经得起考验。
And it's this type of love that is able to be tested.
啊，所以神他派一个救主，救主的出现其实就是要来让我们跟人神的关系可以重新修复。
And so God had a savior appear so that man can once again reestablish the relationship with God.
然后进一步的让我们人跟人的关系也能够符合神的心意。
And also to allow for the relationship between men to be according to God's will.
这位救主，主耶稣基督，他来到了。
And this savior is Jesus Christ, and he has come.
他来了，他告诉我们他跟我们人重新立一个新的约。
And he has come and he has made a new covenant with us.
所以我们今天听到主耶稣基督信息的人，
So for us who have heard the message of Jesus Christ,
我们如果愿意能够照着这个主的这个福音所说的转离罪孽，
If we are willing to turn away from transgression like Jesus, that God has told us,
我们就真的能够借着救主重新建立起跟神的关系。
Then through the Savior, we are able to once again reestablish our relationship with God.
因为他要跟我们重新立一个约。
Because he will once again make a covenant with us.
我们会看到神跟人在圣经里面立过很许多的约。
And we can see that in the Bible, God made many covenants with man.
那在主耶稣出现之前这些约称作旧约。
And so before the appearing of Jesus Christ, all these covenants are considered old covenants.
等到耶稣来了之后，
But when Jesus Christ has come,
他跟人立约，这个叫做新约。
This covenant that he makes with man is a new covenant.
这个新约是要让我们真的了解他的话语。
And this new covenant is for us to understand his word.
要让我们真的得到力量。
So that we can truly receive power.
那所以我们现在看回来以赛亚书第59章。
Let's turn back to Isaiah chapter 59.
当我们愿意选择来亲近这位救主的时候，
When we have made the decision to draw closer to our Savior,
我们愿意来改变我们的过犯，
And we're willing to turn from our transgression,
现在这位救主他要来跟我们立一个约。
Then this Lord has come to make a covenant with us.
59章的第21节，
Isaiah chapter 59 verse 21.
神说，至于我与他们所立的约乃是这样，我加给你的灵，传给你的话，必不离你的口，也不离你后裔与你后裔之后裔的口，从今直到永远，这是神说的。
21, as for me, says the Lord, this is my covenant with them. My spirit who is upon you, and my words which I put in your mouth, shall not depart from your mouth, nor from the mouth of your descendants, nor from the mouth of your descendants' descendants, says the Lord, from this time and forevermore.
你看这里特别提到说，神要跟那些愿意离开罪恶的人立约。
Here's the Lord says that he's willing to make a covenant with those who have turned from their transgressions.
这个约叫做新的约。
This covenant is a new covenant.
那这个是先知的信息里面一再一再重复的这个神的应许。
This is actually a message and prophecy that has been repeated by many of the prophets.
我们如果来看一下以西结书三十六章。
Let's turn to Ezekiel chapter 36.
以西结书三十六章。
Ezekiel 36.
这就是这个新约的另外一个讲法。
This is another way to talk about the new covenant.
第二十六节。
Verse 26.
我要赐给你们一个新心，将心灵放在你们里面，又从你们的肉体中除掉实心，赐给你们肉心。
26. I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit within you. I will take the heart of stone and out of your flesh and give you a heart of flesh.
27节说，我必将我的灵放在你们里面，使你们顺从我的律例，谨守遵行我的典章。
27. I will put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statutes, and you will keep my judgments and do them.
这个就是这位救主跟人所要立的新约。
This is the new covenant that God will make with man.
这个新约是让我们的心是很敏感的。
And this new covenant will allow our hearts to be very sensitive.
是肉心，就是会被感动，会对罪恶会知道它的危险的。
It's a spirit of flesh, so it will be moved and it will know it's sensitive to sin.
有一个肉心是因为有神的灵同住。
And for to have a heart of flesh means that it's because of God's spirit.
所以神说我要加给你的灵，就是我的灵要跟你同住。
So God says that He will put a new spirit within you.
那让你们可以顺从我的律例，谨守遵行我的典章。
And so that they can cause you to walk in my statutes, and you'll keep my judgments.
所以这个神的灵同住的时候，要赐给我们力量。
So when the spirit of God dwells with us, He will give us strength.
要改变我们对神的看法。
He will change how we look at God.
他要让我们愿意顺服神，能够谨守遵行他的命令。
And it will allow us to be obedient to God and to follow His commands.
然后他要让我们，他要把他的话传给我们。
And He will give us His word.
这个话就是神的真理。
And this word is the truth of God.
他说他要我们把这个真理世世代代的传给我们的后代。
And He wants for us to pass on this truth from generation to generation.
因为借着真理要让我们跟神的关系重新修复起来了。
So because through this truth, our relationship with God is once again reestablished.
让我们跟人的关系也可以变好的。
So that our relationship with man can also be come better.
你看今天在圣经里面所提到的人跟人之间的这些罪恶的这些事实。
And so we can see how the truth of how men treat one another in with iniquity.
其实都是因为没有遵行神的律法的缘故。
This is all because they did not keep the commandments.
那是因为人之间没有爱的。
And it's because man does not have love.
现在当神他把他的真理重新放在我们嘴里的时候，
But however, when God once again puts His truth inside of our mouth,
当他的灵在我们身上运行的时候，
And when His spirit dwells within us,
我们就可以重新建立起跟人完美很好的关系的。
Then we can once again reestablish our relationships with man.
我们可以真的跟神变得很亲密。
And that we can once again have a close, intimate relationship with God.
那这个就是主耶稣基督他今天所带给我们的改变。
And this is the change that Jesus Christ will bring to us.
今天主耶稣他是道路真理。
Jesus Christ is the way and the truth.
他是要让我们重新跟神建立好关系的。
He is the one that will help us that reestablish our relationship with God.
所以当我们去看到神这样的应许啊。
So when we see this promise from God,
那其实我们也看到了神给我们的责任。
And we also see the responsibility that God has given to us.
今天这个救主在真教会。
Today the Savior is in the true church.
因为借着圣灵，他让我们体验他与我们同在。
And through the Holy Spirit, He allows us to see that He is with us.
借着圣灵，他让我们进入真理里。
Through the Holy Spirit, He allows us to enter into truth.
所以在这里，我们借着圣经看到真理，看到神的恩典。
So through the truth, we are able to see.Through the Holy Spirit, we are able to see the truth and God's grace.
我们借着圣灵得到力量。
And through the Holy Spirit, we are able to receive.
我们可以很敏感的知道，我们今天在真理的亮光底下，我们看到我们的罪孽。
And that through, we are able to see very clearly that through the Holy Spirit and the light of truth, we can see our sin.
所以当我们能够借着这位救主建立跟神的关系以后，
So after we are able to reconcile our relationship with God through the Savior,
我们要把神所讲的这些真理把它实行出来的。
Then we need to live out the truths of God in our life.
这个真实的信仰不是只表面性的。
So this faith is not superficial.
它会要让我们真的说，我愿意顺服。
And however, it has to allow us to truly be obedient.
顺服神不是只是表面性的做一些所谓的外显的行为。
And to be submissive to God, not just in some certain actions.
而是内心实际上的能够敬畏神，能够想到神的荣耀的问题。
But a submission that comes from the heart, willing to and that fears the Lord.
所以，当我们跟神关系建立之后，
So after we have reestablished our relationship with him,
其实我们就会很对罪恶很敏感了。
We will be very sensitive to sin.
因为这位神是公义的、圣洁的。
Because our God is righteous and holy.
那我们就会很在意，我们要跟神的这个关系能够畅通。
And so we would care that our relationship with God is clear.
当我们跟神的关系联系很畅通的时候，我们的祷告就能够很蒙神垂听。
And if we're able to have a very connected relationship with God, then our prayer.
我们会经历神的这个拯救。
And we'll be able to really experience God's salvation.
所以五十九章一开始第一节说。
In the beginning of Isaiah 59 verse 1 says,
神的膀臂便会缩短不能拯救，耳朵便会发沉不能听见。
Verse 1, Behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened that it cannot save, nor his ear heavy that it cannot hear.
第二节说，但你们的罪孽使你们与神隔绝，你们的罪恶使他掩面不听你们。
2, But your iniquities have separated you from your God, and your sins have hidden his face from you so that he will not hear.
这个就是看到说，今天如果我们能够解决罪的问题，我们跟神的关系，我们跟祷告就能够 通到神面前。
And so here we can see that if we are able to get rid of the issue of sin, then our prayers will be able to clearly reach God.
当时候其实以赛亚书一开始第一章的时候，他就说，当时候百姓他们有一个疑问，说什么我们祷告神没有听。
And in the beginning of Isaiah, the people of God had a question about how why is it that they are praying to God, but they are, he is not listening.
五十九章再讲一次。
However, in 59 verse 1,
it's, 我们看五十第一章的第十五节。
Let's turn to Isaiah chapter 1 verse 15.
第一章第十五节。
Isaiah 1 verse 15.
若你们举手祷告，我必遮掩不看；就是你们多多的祈祷，我也不听。你们的手都满了杀人的血。
15. When you spread out your hands, I will hide my eyes from you. Even though you make many prayers, I will not hear. Your hands are full of blood.
你看这个就是。那个祷告没有功效。
So here you see that their prayers are ineffective.
神掩耳不听。
And that God is not willing to hear them.
神要他们要洁净，要他们除掉他们生活当中的恶行。
God wants them to wash and cleanse themselves from their evil.
能够真的实行真理，第十七节说要行善，寻求公平，要解救受欺压的，就是能够展现出真正的爱心。
Instead, he wants them to do what's in verse 17, learn to do good, seek justice, rebuke the oppressor, defend the fatherless, plead for the widow.
所以他这个要建立起跟神的关系以后。
So after reestablishing the relationship with God,
其实我们的祷告真的能够达到神面前。
Then our prayers will truly be able to reach God.
我们就能够经历神他的伟大的作为，他的拯救在我们的生命当中。
We're able to experience God's wonderful creation and to experience His salvation in our life.
我们今天借着主耶稣基督他的恩典。
Through Jesus Christ's grace.
我们这个神跟人的这个道路是通的。
And we're able to have a clear way to God.
那我们现在就要很注意要保持圣洁这个问题。
So we have to really take.Make sure that we are clean.
我们既然有神的灵同在，我们是有个肉身，我们对罪恶就敏感。
So because we have the Spirit of God dwelling within us, so we should be very sensitive to sin.
所以第五十九章的第十二节说。
And so Isaiah 59 verse 12 says.
那在最后一句话，他说：“至于我们的罪孽，我们都知道。”
For our transgressions are multiplied before you.
就是说，他说，就是说，其实人呢，他。当有神的道理，这个神的亮光一照之后，其实都知道我们自己的过错的。
So through when God shines His light upon us, then very easily we're able to see our transgressions.
那这个就是我们人能够在神面前认罪。
And so this is how man is able to come repent before God.
那第十三节就是说，那时候这些百姓他们认罪的内容，他们了解他们的过犯在哪里了。
And so here at this time in verse 13, you can see that the people of God knew where their sin was.
第十三节说，悖逆，不认识神，转去不跟从我们的神，说欺压和叛逆的话，心怀谎言，随即说出。
And in verse 13, in transgressing and lying against the Lord and departing from our God, speaking oppression and revolt, conceiving and uttering from the heart words of falsehood.
你就看到说，其实这当中就是不愿意顺服神，悖逆。
These people are rebellious, unwilling to be submissive to God.
不愿意承认就拒绝神不愿意承认神。
And they are do not acknowledge God.
那转去不跟从神的就是悖逆神，不愿意顺服他， 跟着 他的道理来走。
So they were rebellious and did not go according
to the way of God. 就说出了一些不该说的话。
And they said things that they should not have spoken.
那会说出一些悖逆、欺压的话，是因为人的内心、充满了这个谎言。
And so for them to speak such things is because in their hearts they are filled with these kind of thoughts.
所以我们就看到，其实今天我们在圣经所记载的这些现象呢，其实我们、就是给我们、来自我提醒的。
And so these messages is a reminder for us.
我们今天如果能够、明白真理，
if we're able to understand the truth,
我们能够认识主耶稣基督的救恩，
and we're able to understand the truth of God, Jesus' salvation,
我们就能够看到，其实神要我们能够跟他建立一个非常美好的关系。
We can see that God wants us to reestablish a beautiful relationship.
他希望我们的祷告都能够、蒙垂听的。
And he hopes that our prayers can be ones that reach God.
他希望我们每一个、信仰的动作都是出于内心真实的敬拜。
And he hopes that all of the things in our hearts, that we do comes from our hearts.
我们能够最后真的是以神为乐。
So that we can really find joy within him.
因为我们跟他很亲近。
Because we have such a close relationship with him.
所以在58章的第14节说。
That's why in Isaiah 58 verse 14
says. 就是告诉我们真的 跟神的关系亲密以后。
When you, when it tells us that once you have a close relationship with God,
第十四节说你是以神为乐的。
Then you shall delight yourself in the Lord.
但是就是说，我们今天会把神所告诉我们的话，觉得这是一个蒙福的途径。我们很乐意的照着这样去做。
And that the word that God gives to us, we will find great joy in it and in doing it.
我们知道神他是爱我们，他是要把恩典赐给我们的。
Because we know God is love and he has many grace that he wants to give to us.
他要我们去做的每一件事情都是充满祝福。
That everything that he does gives to us, wants us to do is filled with his blessing.
所以我们是能够以拥有神，能够顺服神为喜乐。
And so through submitting to God, we are able to delight in him.
我们越知道真理，我们就越喜乐。
The more that we understand the truth, the more joyful.
那因为神他要让我们乘驾地的高处，他要亲自来养育我们。
He wants us to ride on the high hills of the earth and feed us.
所以神他给我们这么一个美好的应许。
This is the wonderful promise that he has given to us.
他要啊跟我们建立一个美好的关系。
He wants to reestablish a close relationship with us.
让我们啊借着真理能够让这样的关系能够一直持续下去。
That through the truth we're able to sustain this relationship until the end.
让我们能够所做的都蒙神喜悦。
That whatever we do is pleasing to him.
所以我们所祷告的都能蒙神垂听。
And that what we pray for God is listening.
让神的名可以得到荣耀。
And so that God's name can be glorified.
因为当我们能够这样子建立好关系之后。
Because when we are able to have this good relationship with God.
你看神他有一个很重要的很重要的心意。我们可以完成。
And then we can see we can fulfill the will of God.
我们看59章第19节。
And if we look at Isaiah 59 verse 19.
接着我们每一个人的这样一个表现呢，人从日出日落之处必敬畏主的名，从日出之地也必敬畏他的荣耀。
So they shall verse 19. So shall they fear the name of the Lord from the west and his glory from the rising of the sun.
那就是说全地都能够来敬畏神。
And so this is telling us that all people will fear him.
不管是在东方在西方的
whether on the east or the west,
都能够敬畏这个天地的主
they will all fear the Lord,
也能够看到他的荣耀
and they will be able to see his glory.
那我们就完成了神把我们放在世上把我们拣选在这个锡安里面他所呼给我们的使命
and this is the commission that he has given to us by putting it on this Mount Zion.
那我们继续的从圣经里面去查考
As we continue to study the Bible,
我们能够将神的真理一直存积在心里
Let us keep God's truth in our
让神的话不离开我们的口
So that his words will not depart from our mouth
让我们的子孙也能够都明白这样的道理
That our descendants will be able to understand this message
让我们的信仰都是真实的
So that our faith can be true
有内容得到神的赞赏的
That it will be pleasing to God
让我们每一个全家大小都能够以神为乐
So that all of us, one, big and small, can be find delight in the Lord.
一起来唱诗。
Let us rise up and sing him.
388首。
388。